Okay, he's asking a very interesting question. He's asking, I said that in the part when I was like sucked into the light, that endless amount of information was downloaded to me, and instantly I was a genius. So he's asking a very interesting question. Do we have to learn all the Torah in our lifetime? Or if we don't do it, then will I ever reach to that level that I also get all this information downloaded to me? Or must one need to learn it here? Because he says he doesn't have enough time to learn everything and he barely has time to learn the basics. And he wants to make sure he also gets it. So the reality is that when the fetus, when the baby is in the mother's womb, there's an angel over the baby holding a candle and teaching the baby the entire Torah. When the baby is ready to go out, as the baby goes out of the womb, stands the Satan, the devil, and hits him on his mouth and makes him forget the entire Torah. That's why we have this mark. Well, you can't see it with my beard, but we all have this mark, you know, underneath the nose, next to the lips. Because the devil, the Satan, hits the baby on his mouth and makes him forget the entire Torah. Why Satan? How do I know the Satan? Devil in Hebrew is Satan. If you look at the letters, Satan is Sin, like a shin, Tet, and Nun. A womb where the baby goes out from in Hebrew is called Rechem. If you take the word Rechem and you add one letter above it, what would you get? The letter that comes after Reish is Shin. The letter that comes after Chet is Tet. The letter that comes after Mem is Nun. So here is the hint that the Satan is waiting right next to the Rechem when the baby goes out. This is one of the hints. It's not the question right now, but we know that the baby learns the entire Torah in the mother's belly. When he goes out, he forgets everything. The reality is that all the Torah and all this godly knowledge is already built in into our soul. One of the reasons why we came down to this world, Ratza Kadosh Baruch Hu Lativ Im Ruav, Hashem wanted to give a bonus to his creatures, to his creatures, it doesn't sound so good, to Ruav is like to whatever he created. Lefichach riba lehem Torah mitzvot, that's why he gave them a lot of Torah and a lot of mitzvot to do. So in essence, we come down to this world so we can do a lot of mitzvot. When a person does mitzvot, the commandments, he creates to himself these spiritual garments. We talked about it already. These spiritual garments that the soul gets dressed in. These garments, of course, are spiritual, and they're broken down into three categories. Machshava, dibur, v'maaseh, thought, speech, and action. Each one of these categories, of course, has numerous amounts of different garments. But in general, we have these three categories. The soul gets dressed into these garments, the same way you put a hand into a puppet, and if I move this finger, then the hand of the puppet will move. I move this finger, then that hand of the puppet move, and I can make a whole show. The soul gets dressed into these garments, these spiritual garments, and she's able to, the soul is able to maneuver or to act in this world. Now, when a person does mitzvot, not learning Torah, mitzvot in this world, every mitzvah that the person did, he creates a spiritual garment. Now, we know that we have 248 positive mitzvot, not positive because they're positive to do it, rather because it's positive commandments. You have to say Kriyat Shema. You have to say Birkat HaMazon, bench after eating. You have to eat kosher. You have to keep Shabbat. So far, we have 248 positive mitzvot corresponding to the 248 limbs of our body. On the other hand, we have 365 negative mitzvot. And again, not negative because they're negative to do, rather because they're prohibitions. You cannot eat unkosher meat. You cannot do this and that. You cannot drive on Shabbat and so forth. And they correspond to 365 spiritual limbs. The Zohar calls it Evarim de Malka, the limbs of the king. I don't know if I'm saying limbs is the right way, but the Zohar calls it Evarim de Malka, the limbs of the king. And when you put all of them together, we get 613 mitzvot, positive and negative. And each one of these mitzvot corresponds to one godly power that we have in our soul, that through this godly power we act and behave in the soul. When a person keeps the entire 613 mitzvot, then his spiritual body is in completion. When a person starts taking off mitzvot, or not doing certain mitzvot, or not keeping certain prohibitions, then he's starting to damage these spiritual limbs. So each mitzvah that we do, we actually create a spiritual garment for the soul to get dressed in. One can compare it that in this world, I'm wearing now 6-7 garments. I have a jacket, I have a shirt, I have a tie, I have an undershirt, I have underpants, I have pants, I have socks, so forth. The same way, the soul has 613 spiritual garments that it can get dressed in, and these garments are created with our mitzvot. Why do we need these garments? Because when the soul goes up to Gan Eden, to heaven, it needs these garments in order to see or to get some type of a godly revelation. It says in the Gemara, in the Talmud, that the souls of the righteous people, Nishmot HaTzadikim, Yoshvim beGan Eden, Atrotehem beRasheihen, veNehenim miZiv HaShchina. The souls of the righteous people are sitting in Gan Eden in heaven with crowns on their heads, and they're enjoying the glory of Hashem. What does it mean, Ziv HaShchina? The glory. If you look now at the sun, you see a ball in the air. You can't really see the sun. You just see something and you know it's there. What do you really see? You see the rays of the sun and you feel it on your hand. But if now I'm in a room, I don't see the sun. I don't see anything. I just see light outside. So I'm enjoying this ray, the ray of the light of the sun. This is what the souls feel in Gan Eden. They don't even see Hashem. They just see the ray, the light, the end of the light. And they're having pleasure. Ne'anim, miziv ha-shchina. They have this unbelievable pleasure. The more the soul has garments, the closer it can get to more godly revelation. In the terms of Kabbalah, it's called kli, a vessel. If I have now a cup this big, and I'm going to go now to the bartender, and I'm going to tell him, give me from this great, expensive wine. He can only give me like this. But if I come to him with a big cup, and I tell him, give me from the same wine, then he can pour to me already a whole gallon. And if I come with a barrel, he can pour even hundreds of gallons. Same thing with the soul. The soul goes up to Shamayim, and it has garments. The more garments the soul has, the closer it can get to these godly revelation, the more godly revelation the soul can sustain without being completely annulled, the more information it can hold, the more pleasure it gets. That's kind of how it works. And what creates these garments is our mitzvot, when I'm doing these commandments. Why do I need them? Because this is what's going to allow me when I reach to Gan Eden, and even in the world to come, and even in the resurrection of the dead at the time of Mashiach, these mitzvot, these spiritual garments, are going to allow me to have a greater vessel, to have more godly revelation in my capacity. So when a person does a little bit of mitzvot, he has a little bit of garments. When he does a lot of mitzvot, he has a lot of garments. You can do, you know, one mitzvah, you can do the same mitzvah 100 times. Here, on the other hand, is when a person did a mitzvah already, and then he can do a sin in that category, not only that he has to deal with the sin now, he also blemished the garment that he already created. And to give you just an example, let's say I kept Shabbat. So I created myself the spiritual garment. Then the next Shabbat, I didn't keep Shabbat. So not only that I have to deal now with the sin, I have to fix the blemish that I did, I also put a blemish on the garment that I already had. So here it comes a little bit more tricky, because you have the positive mitzvah, the negative mitzvah. The positive mitzvah, when a person doesn't do a positive mitzvah, if a man didn't say Kriyat Shema, or if somebody didn't say the blessing after the meal, it's a positive mitzvah, we're all commanded, A, he has to deal with the sin. But more than that, he's lacking the light that he was able to bring down by his mitzvah. Because when I now say Kriyat Shema, or if I put tefillin on, or I do any of the positive mitzvot, then what I do is I actually bring godly light into this world, and I bring this godly light on me. And if I don't do it, then I'm lacking this light. It's almost like me now, I have a job, and every day I go to my job, and every day that I come to my job, I get paid a certain amount of money. One day I call my boss and I tell him, today I'm not coming. So he says, no problem, but I'm not paying you for today. So nothing happened basically. My boss maybe is a little bit upset at me. I'll have to appease him somehow. But for that day, I didn't get paid. So same thing, if I miss a positive mitzvah, yes, I got Hashem upset because I didn't do what he told me to do. But what did it affect me is that I can't get my salary for that specific mitzvah. I had the opportunity of bringing this godly light down to the world and I missed it. On a negative mitzvah, I made a damage on something that was already there. So, in regards to what I said before, the garments, a person has to do mitzvot. Every time a person does a mitzvah, he creates himself a garment that when he comes up to Shamayim, comes up to heaven, his soul will be dressed in all these garments, and with those garments, he'll have the vessel, the kli, the ability to get these godly revelations, this godly wisdom. And that's corresponding to what I said before, that I was downloaded all this information, just that I couldn't hold it. I saw this information, but I didn't have a vessel. I didn't have mitzvot. I didn't have this garment to be dressed in that allowed me to hold this information. That was my problem, that I saw this wisdom, I understood it, I got some type of pleasure, it did touch me, but I didn't have the vessel to hold this information. So it's almost like me pouring to you all day long, I'm throwing $100 bills at you, and I'm throwing more bills and more bills and more bills, but your hands are tied and you you can't catch the bills. So the soul is there, godly light shines. If it doesn't have the vessel, these garments, to hold this revelation, then the soul is basically missing out. That's kind of a consequences of a person who doesn't know mitzvot. It's almost like taking a little kid to an ice cream store by telling him you can't get anything. Just look at the treats, look at the ice cream, look at the cakes, but you can't touch anything. There is some type of a suffering here. So the reality is that it's already built in the soul, this information. When the soul goes up to Shamayim, to heaven, it has the opportunity again to see this information. But Hashem wanted to treat us. He wanted to elevate us. He wanted to give us a bonus. So he said, go down to this world and do more mitzvot. That way, you can get more of this spiritual garments. And when you come back here, instead of being here in Gan Eden, now you're going to be here. And you saw up to now 100 megabytes of information. Now I'm going to give you 1,000 gigabytes of information. This is like in a very short version, the idea why we do the mitzvot. Learning Torah is the food to the soul. Mitzvot is the garment for the soul. So the same way in this world, you need clothes to wear. You need a house to live in. You need a car to drive in. These are all the garments. This is external. A garment is something external. But you also need food in this world. And the food are internal. You eat the food. You don't put the food on your head. You take it into your body. It becomes part of you. So the mitzvot are the garments. It's the external part for the soul. And the Torah is the internal part of the soul. It's pnimiyut. That's the food of the soul. The soul needs the food and it needs the garments. That's why we have to learn Torah. The more you learn Torah, the more spiritual food you get in the world to come. Of course, there's many other reasons why we have to learn Torah. We're not going to get into this right now. But the Torah is the food for the soul, and the mitzvot are the garments of the soul. And the more you do in this world, as our sages say, "Mi shetarach be'erev Shabbat, yuchal be'Shabbat." Whoever toiled and prepared before Shabbat, on Erev Shabbat, in the morning, on Friday, will have food on Shabbat. This goes to whoever invests in this world, because this world is compared to the 6 days of creation, will enjoy his food in the world to come, in the Shabbat. Shabbat means to rest. So this world is where you do the mitzvot, and you're also preventing from doing sin, so you're not going to blemish these garments. And the more you do in this world, the more garments you go up to Gan Eden, the more godly revelation you'll get, the more endless joy and hana. The Gemara is saying nehenim. This is like a tanug. Tanug is like pleasure. So the more mitzvot that you have, the more pleasure the soul gets. But the soul needs these garments. Now, the entire Torah and much more is given to the soul in Gan Eden if it's worthy. Now, if I'm busy all day long working and taking care of my kids and running after my entire day and I can only learn an hour a day, and that's, what's an hour a day? You barely even open two pages already, the hour has passed. Then don't worry, because you'll get all that information when you come to Shamayim. In this world, you need to at least have the desire to want to learn everything. Rabbi Nachman from Breslev says that if you really yearn, if you really want to know everything, or you want to know the entire Shas, the entire Gemara, or you're yearning to know the entire Zohar, but you can't because you have a job and you have kids and you can't get to learn it, then in the world to come, they'll teach you, they'll give you everything. In this world, you just need to really want to. Of course, you do the minimum. You have to. A person has to study Torah. It's, you know, it says that a person has to find the kvo itim la Torah, a special designate time to learn just Torah, an hour a day, half an hour a day, 2 hours a day. It's recommended that at least a man should learn at least 2 hours a day Torah. If you can learn more, that's great. But it says that a man needs to learn at least 2 hours a day Torah, and believe me, you can do it. A woman is not so obligated to learn Torah like a man, but if the woman helps the husband to learn Torah, she's a partner. She gets 100% of it. So if a woman says to her husband, "You go learn Torah now while I babysit the kids," then maybe she didn't get in this world the knowledge, but she gets the reward of the Torah that her husband learned. If the woman has time, she can learn. She can read. No problem with that. But a man is obligated to learn Torah. The more the better. But if you really want to do it right, then you take at least 2 hours a day to learn Torah, which is nothing 2 hours a day. I have days that I learn 8 hours a day and I feel that I didn't touch nothing. So you make yourself time to learn. And you do your hishtadlut, you do your part. And Hashem will add the rest. So when you come to the world to come, it's going to be delivered to you. And much more than that. And very soon Mashiach is going to come, and we're all going to see Mashiach, and we're going to sit and learn Torah all day long. We're not going to have to worry about rent and mortgage and car payments and all this. We're going to be sitting and learning Torah all day long. We'll go to classes by Moshe Rabbeinu, we'll go to classes with Avraham Avinu, David HaMelech, they're all going to be giving classes. We're going to go and learn Torah. Now you just have to do the Ishtadlut in learning Torah. But at least one needs to do as many as mitzvot in this world, that if Chas v'Shalom, it's his time to go up to Shamayim and he goes to Gan Eden, he has more and more and more of these garments, a greater capacity, a greater kli, a greater vessel to hold this godly light. And that's when you're going to get this godly revelation that the soul derives this unbelievable pleasure and this information that I saw what I'm talking about in my experience, this godly revelation, that's maybe a taste of what the soul's taste in Gan Eden. And that was pleasure that there's no words that can describe it. And that's nothing compared to what the soul feels. And it's all invested in this world. And you know how I see Gan Eden? I'll tell you how I see Gan Eden. Gan Eden, heaven, is like a skyscraper. A fancy skyscraper, a residential building. Now if you go now to a very expensive area, and there's a residential building, has 50 floors, and it's facing the ocean. So if you don't have much money, you only have $500,000, so you can get a two-bedroom apartment and a very bad view. It's like maybe on the first or second floor, and it doesn't look at the beach. You don't have an ocean front. You're looking at the street. You add another couple hundred thousands. You go to the fourth floor, another couple hundred thousands. You get to the sixth floor, and so forth. But if you have a lot of money, you pay $40 million, and you get the penthouse on the top that has 18 rooms and two indoor pools, and it's facing the ocean and the best view ever. So seemingly all the tenants live in the same building. Just that one person is on the top and he has this beautiful view and a huge 20,000 square feet penthouse with all the fancy things. And the same building has somebody living in the second floor in a two-bedroom apartment facing the parking lot. They're all in the same building. So all the souls are in Gan Eden. And each one is in a different level from the different soul. So can you compare my Gan Eden to Moshe Rabbeinu Gan Eden? Moshe Rabbeinu is he's in the top of the top of Gan Eden. And next to him is Avraham Avinu and Yaakov and Yitzchak and David HaMelech and so forth, all the tzaddikim. And a simple Jew that, you know, did whatever he needed to do, his Gan Eden is on the seventh floor. Now, it doesn't mean that if a person is simple, I just said a simple Jew. It doesn't mean if a person is simple that he's Gan Eden is low, because you can't really judge a person by how he looks and what he behaves. A person can be the most simplest person and his Gan Eden is very, very great because he did everything beyond what he could have done and etc., etc. And he had a lot of hardship and he suffered in this world and so forth. But what I'm saying is that Gan Eden is like a skyscraper. And the more you do in this world, the higher you go to another level, and it says that the souls can look up and see the soul that is above it, and the souls that are above it, it's like burns them. It says that one soul looks at her friend and it gets burnt. Why? Because it's too much light, too much godly light. The soul can't contain it. And once a month on Rosh Chodesh, all the souls go one level higher. The guy from the penthouse, he makes a party. And then all the souls from the second and third floor, they go up to the penthouse. Wow! Look at the view here! Look at this beautiful place! Then Rosh Chodesh ends, and the soul goes back down to their level of Gan Eden. Same happens on Shabbat. Certain days of the year that the souls have an aliyah. They ascend to a higher level. They go to visit. The guy on the top makes a party. Everybody comes to visit, but then they go down. And the souls then understand, wow, 5 minutes I would learn more Torah, I would be on the third floor. And if I would go every day to a Torah class, I would be on the seventh floor. And if I would be more giving charity, more doing this, more doing that, I would climb up in the levels of Gan Eden. But the thing is that once you reach Gan Eden, that's it. Yeah, whatever you acquired in this world, that's it. You can't change anything once you got up there. I heard a story not too long ago about a rabbi who flew from Israel to New York. And next to him sat a man, a young man that never flew ever in his life. And 12-hour flight, the young man was restless. He started walking up and down the aisles. And then suddenly he goes to the front of the plane and he discovers stairs. He's like, ooh, there's a second floor here. So he climbs up the stairs, he goes up to the second floor, and where does he end up? First class. And wow, look what he sees. big couches, fancy down there in economy, you're sitting like a sardine. Here on the second floor, fancy couches, you can make them flat and lie down. He sits on one of those comfortable couches. He's like, wow, those stupid people, they're all sitting down there. They don't even know what they're missing. Then a stewardess comes and she was like, can I offer you some champagne? Oh, champagne, of course. It's free. Give me two. They offer him a nice steak and, you know, all the indulgence that they give on first class. And he's like, this is great. I can't believe that I was stuck down there. I can't believe people are so stupid. They don't even know that there's a second floor here. After a while comes the main stewardess of the plane and she tells him, sir, that's not your seat. You have to go back to your seat. So he tells them, yeah, but I want this seat. It's a real good seat. And she tells him, but you didn't pay to be in first class. So he says, no problem. He pulls out his credit card and he tells her, how much is it? I wanna pay. She tells him, I'm sorry, sir. Business you can only do on the ground. You cannot make business in the sky. You have to go down. And he went down and he told that to the rabbi. And the rabbi was like, wow. Look at that. You don't make business in the sky. You make business on the ground. You pay for your ticket on the ground. Once you're in the air, you can't upgrade from economy to first class. And this is this world. What you do in this world, you're paying for your ticket in Gan Eden. You want to be in first class in Gan Eden? You work here. This is where you pay your where you do your business. So everything that we do here is an investment to the world to come. And the more you do here, the greater capacity your spiritual vessel has in Shamayim. It can hold more godly revelation. The more godly revelation the soul gets, the greater giluim, godly revelation it gets, the more pleasure it gets, the more closer it is to God, etc., etc. So don't worry about that you don't know here the entire Torah. We weren't put in this world to know the entire Torah. Very few people are lucky to be a Talmid Chacham and they know the entire Torah. Most of us were put down into this world to do mitzvot, to serve Hashem. The Midrash says, why did Hashem create the world? Nitavalo itbarach lihiyot lo dira batachtonim. Hashem wanted, had this taiva, had this will, he wanted to have a dwelling place in the world to come, in the world below. So he put us here, and we build this dira batachtonim, this lower realm apartment that Hashem wanted to have a dwelling place in the lowest world. We build this world by doing our mitzvot, by following all the commandments, by holding ourselves from sinning, by doing all the little things. By doing my mundane, everyday thing, I have to go to work and I have to struggle to pay the mortgage and whatever. Yeah, that's part of serving Hashem. We go through all this headache. It's part of serving Hashem. So I can have this belief in Hashem, that I can break the Yetzer Hara, that I can make this place a dwelling place to God, that my house will be holy. That my business will be holy, my business will be holy, my bank account will be holy, everything will be holy. I can take the money that I earn and buy mitzvot with it and send my kids to a yeshiva and have beautiful Shabbat meals, and I can take my money and waste it on nonsense. And I can have a business that I'm honest and straight, and I pay my 10% maaser, it's a big mitzvah, and I give charity with my money, and I'm honest. So my business is the dwelling place to God. Or my business can be corrupt and crooked and cheating and, you know. Same thing with everything. How I behave in this world is I'm building Hashem a dwelling place in the lower realm of the universe. I don't need to know the entire Torah. I need to want to know. I need to yearn. I need to every day tell to Hashem, please give me an extra hour today because I want to learn more Torah. But I'm here, we are here to serve our Creator in the way that He wants us to serve Him, not how I want to serve Him. And yes, all these tests that we're going through, the headache, the tzarot that we're going through, yes, it's part of serving Hashem. Because Hashem wants us to still serve Him when it's hard for us. And when it's still not easy, and everything comes hard. Yeah, that's part of serving Hashem. So I'm not, you don't have to know the entire Torah. Don't feel bad that you don't have time to learn. It's actually good that you feel bad, because that means that you really want to. In the world to come, they're going to give it to you without any headaches. In Gan Eden, you don't have to worry about your mortgage. In this world, you have to do the minimum. And you have to serve Hashem exactly how He tells you, not how we think it's the right way. Some people come with all sorts of inventions. Oh, I think Hashem meant this. Don't think, just do. Hashem tells you, He gives us the Torah. It says in the Torah everything that we need to know. You serve Hashem how Hashem tells you to serve Him. You become an Eved Hashem, a servant for the King. You do exactly what Hashem wants you to do. You sanctify yourself even in the things that you're allowed to do. And when comes the day for you to go up to Shamayim, and you are pure, and all 613 limbs that I talked about, these spiritual limbs, are all perfect and clean, then you're going to be escorted to Gan Eden like a king, like a son of a king. And in Gan Eden, you'll get all the revelations, all these godly revelations, this endless amount of wisdom, this godly information, this divine information. You'll receive it in Gan Eden. But the only way for you to receive all of it is if in this world you serve Hashem 100%. You do all the mitzvot. And if you don't know all the mitzvot, then spend your time, that hour a day that you have to learn, you take a Shulchan Aruch, and you learn all the mitzvot, all the halachot. That you know exactly what you need to do. If you don't have time much to learn, don't learn all the fancy stuff. Don't learn Kabbalah and Zohar and all these mysticism. Learn first how to be a Jew, how Hashem wants you to be a Jew. And I can guarantee to you, if you serve Hashem exactly how Hashem tells you, you become what's called a Merkava. A Merkava is like a wagon. The same way that, you know, you see a wagon being pulled, wherever the driver takes the wagon just follows. It's annulled to the driver. If you annul yourself to God, you become a Merkava. Hashem can dress in you, and you're completing the whole point of creation. But if you're not 100%, Hashem cannot dwell in you. If there's a great king that comes to visit the town, and they chose your house to be the place where the king will stay, you will clean the house, you will mop the floors, you will do anything you need, you will make the house perfect for the king to be comfortable in. So much more so when it's the King of Kings, the Master of the Universe. Hashem wants to come into your house, you make sure that your house is 100% perfect. That Hashem will want to dwell into your house, in your body, in your mind, in your business, everything. You have to make it comfortable for Hashem. And when you are 100% serving Hashem, all these 613 mitzvot, these limbs, these spiritual limbs, are in completion. I can guarantee to you, when you go to Gan Eden, you're going to be sitting there with all the tzaddikim, and you're going to enjoying all day long, you're going to be enjoying Torah. All the things that you didn't learn in this world is going to be given to you like that. It's going to be downloaded to you. But you have to create this spiritual vessel that will hold it all. If you don't have the spiritual vessel, forget about it. You're not going to get anything. That was my problem. I saw all these godly revelations, this divine information, but I couldn't grab it. I couldn't hold it. I didn't have the vessel because I didn't have garments. What did I have? A few mitzvot, and they were all blemished, full of dirt, my garments. So don't worry about not learning too much Torah. Learn whatever you can. Do beyond from what you can. Learn how to serve Hashem 100%. And when it's time for you to go up to Gan Eden, it's going to be given to you. And Bezat Hashem, Mashiach will come here very soon, way before you go to Gan Eden. And Mashiach is going to teach you everything. You just worry about now to do as much as mitzvot as you can, and to hold yourself from doing any sins, and to do exactly what Hashem tells you to do. Bezat Hashem, when the time comes, you'll get all this divine information, endless amount of information, infinite amount of information, godly revelation that we cannot understand what it means to pleasure this godly revelation. We should all enjoy it very soon, and with the coming of Mashiach. Yes.